Good afternoon. CHP officers responded to a fatal traffic collision in the 44,000 block of North Highway 101 in the Garberville area on Sunday. For reasons that are still unknown, the driver and passenger were headed west when the vehicle left the roadway and overturned multiple times down a 40-foot embankment. The driver was ejected and suffered fatal injuries, while the passenger, 46-year-old San Francisco resident Luis Alfaro, suffered moderate injuries and was transported to the hospital. The name of the deceased is being withheld pending identification by the coroner and notification of next of kin. A Eureka Police Department officer spotted a stolen vehicle headed northbound at the 4500 block of Broadway in Eureka this morning. Officers attempted a traffic stop on the vehicle, but the driver did not yield and instead led police on a pursuit until the driver stopped at the 2100 block of Progress Street. The driver fled the vehicle on foot, but officers were able to tackle the suspect, and after a short struggle and the use of a taser, the suspect was taken into custody. A passenger who was found inside the vehicle was arrested as well. Police identified the driver as 35-year-old Paradise resident Jeremy Lundke. Lundke had an arrest warrant for parole absconding, and he was booked into jail. The passenger, 32-year-old Paradise resident Jennifer Dew, was booked into jail for possession of stolen property. More than 600 personnel are on the ground battling the Butler fire burning near the intersection of Highways 96 and 93 along the Salmon River and 10 miles east of Soames Bar, a fire that has burned almost 2,500 acres and is burning in inhospitable terrain. Forest officials said the Butler fire is just 5% contained and the Forks and Salmon Road, also known as Highway 93, has been closed. The Butler fire is a part of the Orleans complex, and fire crews were able to contain the Orleans fire near the town of Orleans after it destroyed one residence and two outbuildings. An unhealthy air alert is in effect in Klamath Glen, Forks of Salmon, Orleans, and Wichpec due to heavy smoke from the fires. You can get more information about air quality and hazards by contacting the Air Quality Management District. An explosion in Eureka led to two arrests. Dan Squire has more.
Detectives from the Eureka Police Department have arrested the parents of a 2-year-old child who was severely injured in an explosion at a Searle Street apartment on Friday. When officers arrived on scene, they found the injured child, who had suffered second-degree burns, and contacted 19-year-old Andrea Ruiz Guerrero and 21-year-old Logan Hughes, both of Eureka, who were then arrested on Saturday on suspicion of manufacturing hash. After the apartment was secured, a search was done to ensure there were no more public safety hazards, and officers found evidence consistent with a hash lab. The parents were treated for injuries and then booked into county jail on numerous charges, including felony child endangerment. The child was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment of burn injuries, and the investigation remains open.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department conducted a DUI checkpoint at 6th and D Streets on Friday night and screened more than 100 vehicles that resulted in the arrest of one driver for DUI. That wasn't the only arrest of drivers booked into county jail on suspicion of driving under the influence. Between Friday night and Saturday night, 14 other drivers were stopped and arrested, bringing the number of arrests for DUI over the past two weekends to 31. One of those arrests happened on Sunday after 24-year-old Eureka resident Albert Leach Jr. He was involved in a single-vehicle collision on Murray Road west of Fieldbrook. Leach lost control of his vehicle and ran off the roadway and was partially ejected from the car and sustained major injuries. Firefighters had to cut him from his vehicle and Murray Road was closed for 90 minutes. Following treatment, Leach was arrested on suspicion of DUI. And on Saturday night, Arcata police arrested 23-year-old Arcata resident Dennis Workman after he was spotted driving an ATV on Alliance Road. Workman led officers on a short pursuit before crashing the ATV on Maple Lane. Workman was uninjured and arrested on suspicion of DUI, felony evasion, and a probation violation. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.